Our episode today is about a really personal, sacred practice. It's also about waste disposal.
Yeah.
And you might not think about climate change when you're doing it, but it has a pretty darn big carbon footprint.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but on every occasion that I think about the intersection of climate and death, my first thought is all the acres of the green lawns and all the cemeteries that are using up all that water and natural space just to look really pretty.
Yes, and the alternative that first comes to mind is cremation. But that makes me think about carbon emissions.
Yeah, right. So the question that we're answering this week sent me down a fascinating rabbit hole about all of these things and many other ways to handle this. Mm. Our listener didn't want to come on to chat about it. So instead, we've got our production assistant, Celine Mendiola, to read the one that came into our inbox last week. Hi, Celine.
Hi.
So what did our listener say?
So the question our listener asked is, what is the most environmentally conscious burial? Green burials, cremation, and scatter our ashes around the soil to grow a tree?
Do you have any guesses?
I guess you could chuck the body into the ocean and let the ocean decompose it. Maybe. I'm not really sure.
That's okay. Uh-huh. What do you think? Yeah, just chuck a body in the ocean?
Perhaps not.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know. It might be effective. It might just be illegal.
Yep. In maybe
every
not
part,
chuck.
Maybe, every place.
Maybe respectfully lowering it.
Oh, my
it
goodness.
Sure. Okay. Okay. So the short answer, you're actually on the right track. But none of the above is the correct answer. Mm. And the actual answer is finally picking up steam in the United States.
This is the Anti-Dread Climate Podcast, your practical personal guide to protecting the planet. I'm Candace Dickens-Russell, environmental educator and CEO at Friends of the LA River.
And I'm Kaylee Wells, KCRW's climate reporter. So it turns out, just like the traditional burial that we're all used to, that's really carbon intensive. Mm. And that's even beyond the plot of land that has to get watered, like we were talking about.
Yeah, there's the materials to make the casket, whatever formaldehyde or embalming fluid and chemicals,
yep.
Which obviously isn't great for the plants living nearby, etc.
Yeah, and I didn't know about this, but there's also a vault involved.
We have casket production. We have, you know, obviously vault for the outside of the casket that most people don't even, actually, it's not obvious at all. Most people don't know what the purposes of these things are, but it's a bunch of steel and concrete and rebar and manufacturing facilities, and there's so many resources.
Yeah, the vault is a concrete block that goes around your casket. So, like, as the decomposition happens, the plot where you're buried stays stable and nothing sinks as people walk on it or, like, maintenance vehicles drive over it or whatever.
Wow. No, I had no idea. No idea.
You're making a lot of faces.
I can't help it. This topic, Lord. But we did. Oh, I also learned about concrete, right? So we're talking about this vault,
yeah.
And there's concrete involved. We just learned about like how bad concrete is for the environment. So who is this person you just played?
Okay, sure. She is fascinating. Her name is Bree Smith. She works for Return Home, which is a company in Washington that specializes in terramation.
What on earth? I've never heard that before.
Yeah, you're right. I hadn't heard that word either. I promise I'm going to define it in a second.
Okay.
We'll get there. But first, let me talk about something more familiar. Before she worked there, she worked in cremation. And apparently, it's become the most popular form of disposition. That's the industry term.
Okay, good
term.
To know.
And you might think, ooh, you know, ashes don't take up all that space. But turning people into ashes requires carbon.
In the Pacific Northwest specifically, we're over 80% cremation. With cremation, you know, it's just a bunch of propane and high volumes of, you know, carbon releasing into the atmosphere.
That's still got to be slightly better than harming plants with embalming fluid and casket preservation coatings. And if you want a plot of land for a grave, like, no concrete vault underneath it, I mean, that solves a lot.
You're right. Yeah. So, you know, with a traditional burial, even before you've spent water to keep the grass green on your little plot of land, the burial process, the vault, the casket, all that together emits about 1,800 pounds of carbon, which is the equivalent carbon impact of driving a car more than 2,000 miles.
Okay. Okay. And cremation?
About a quarter as much.
Okay. So we're still driving our theoretical carbon equivalent car more than 500 miles.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So cremated remains also, by the way, it's not like they're an amazing fertilizer. Like, mm-hmm. you know how people are like, we have the ashes and then we'll put them on this tree and the tree will be the person, you know. That's actually not, it's not very good for the tree.
No, no. But I've seen it done. I've seen people do that.
Yeah, and, you know, cremated remains do have a lot of minerals that trees like, but usually in a much higher concentration than they want. Yes. So it's kind of more like the tree is growing in spite of the ashes of your loved one on its roots.
Goodness. Okay, so what do we do instead? Maybe one of those green burials our listener is talking about?
Yeah, it depends on your definition of green burial. What do you think of when you think of a green burial?
Honestly, I think of being buried wrapped in pretty recycled paper and nothing else in some unmarked area of the forest. That's what I think of.
Okay, well, so that's not super legal in a lot of places.
No, we're not chucking them in the ocean either.
You're right, okay. If you want to do a legal green burial, in a lot of states you have to go to a cemetery that offers them. And so that means you still have to do the plot of land thing.
Okay.
And so you're not getting put in a casket, but you still have that big concrete vault over you.
Oh.
So, like, okay. It's really not as much better as it sounds.
So I think it's time for you to tell me whatever terramation is.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to let Bree tell you what terramation is.
Ultimately, we place people in a vessel with a mixture of organic materials. And over the course of about 60 to 90 days, their body becomes one with the materials around them. And then at the end of the process, we return them home to their loved ones. We call it terramation.
So 90 days?
Yeah.
Like, even including like the skeleton, like bone?
Yes. It comes back as sort of wood chippy, sawdusty.
Like mulch.
Yeah.
I love mulch. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm out. I'm into it. Okay.
And instead of all the chemicals that you imagine with any sort of disposition, to use the term.
Okay.
They just pipe in oxygen and they include some alfalfa and sawdust and the body just sort of breaks down naturally.
You know, this is composting.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's, we're using a nicer word.
Okay.
You know, cremation is incinerating bodies, but that makes us really uncomfy. So we give it a nice, pretty word. And so terramation is the word.
And then it's like cremation where you get the remains back so you can, what, grow a tree with it?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You can. If that wigs you out, then you can just...
Well, I will grow a tree. I don't need an excuse to grow a tree.
You'll just grow a tree with anything you have. Okay, sure. If that wigs you out, though, the company could take it. The one that Bree works for uses it and helps, like, reforest places that need more trees.
Okay. I'm breathing. Okay, the carbon impact of this, to get back to what we want to know
sure.
about, is probably really low, if not like almost non-existent, I would say.
Yeah, right. It depends where you go. Sometimes they say carbon neutral.
Wow.
Otherwise, yeah, it's just exceedingly low to do that.
Okay, but does it cost like a fortune? And doesn't it still just make people feel uncomfortable? Why is this like, I don't know, is it more expensive? Does it make people feel uncomfortable? Why isn't it happening more? Like, there's got to be a catch.
Yes, a lot of questions. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll start with the expensive thing.
Okay.
Dealing with dead bodies is really expensive.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you've gone through this process, but apparently, you know, a casket can cost several thousand. Mm-hmm. The plot of land can cost many thousands. Mm-hmm. The service of embalming and all that costs many thousands. This costs about $5,000 for the whole thing.
Yeah, that's really...
That's a lot of dollars.
Yeah, but it's not nearly
It's less
what you're
describing. Than the traditional.
Okay.
The cremation thing would cost either upper hundreds or low thousands, so cremation is cheaper.
Okay.
But not if you then cremate remains and then still have a plot of land at the graveyard.
Right.
That's still kind of similar.
Interesting.
But yeah, it's not super cheap. In terms of comfort, I mean, would you be comfortable with this? Or like, would your mom be comfortable with that?
I don't know. I think there's so much emotion and tradition around end of life and practices and
yeah.
disposition, as we've been using that word today. So people have very clear pictures about what they think is going to happen. So I sound like something I would sign up for, but
yeah.
I don't know if I can guarantee anybody else in my family is going to do it. But no, if like everyone in my family would expect me to opt for that. If they were presented
yes.
with a menu, they'd be like, she wants that one.
Yes.
Yes.
I would be totally the same. I'm like,
right.
make me a tree for sure. I would totally sign up for that.
Or just mulch.
But, you know, like my grandparents went into a mausoleum. Like that was just sort of expected.
Yeah.
I don't know if my next loved ones also have that kind of expectation.
Right.
It's just sort of like that's the way that we've done it for a long time. People have these preset ideas about what's going to happen to their body when they die. And so it can be really difficult to imagine something different.
Yeah.
The other part I thought of that was interesting, I'd never think about this when I think about disposition. Mm-hmm. Bree says there's a lot of exhaustion and turnover in her industry because cremation especially is like a really hands-on process.
Well, yeah.
It's not a one and done. Right. Like there's rotation that needs to happen. Like they have to be really involved. Embalming also a really hands-on process. And it can be really upsetting to have to do all that physical labor.
Yeah.
And then you need to put your work clothes back on and go talk to the family that belongs to what you just did. A lot of emotional labor. But then in this, it's not really like that. She said her office doesn't smell bad. And like, it's just a really peaceful way to handle things.
Because it's really passive and it's so much better for the environment and people feel good. Like if you're going to live a mindful and sustainable life and you're going to put a lot of effort into your inputs and outputs and what you do as a human being, if you die in a way that doesn't align with your values, it's a great disservice to what could be.
Okay. So that's good. And that helps her mental health and should.
I'm all for it. I'm just, this is all new information. Okay.
Yes, I know. But that's the thing. When you're trying to introduce a brand new way of doing this, like,
yes,
time-honored tradition.
Right.
And you're trying to be respectful.
And it's
like,
a serious thing. And it's, yes, a sacred thing. And for so many people, it's tied to their belief system.
Yeah.
I mean, Jews, fundamentalist Christians, Muslims, cremation isn't the preferred method. Lots of religions don't want to harm the body. And I think cremation falls into that category.
Yeah. And the thing is, because we're talking about this brand new idea to do this really old thing,
mm-hmm,
it might not surprise you to know that this was like not legal in the U.S. until very, very recently, and it still isn't in most states.
Okay. Where is it legal?
Sure. So Bree works in Washington.
Right.
That
so
was
I guess
the
that
first,
makes sense.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was only 2019. They were the first
Goodness.
Ones. Yeah. So we're only five
okay.
years old on here. Since then, a lot of the West,
okay,
I don't really know why, but, you know, okay, Oregon, California, Nevada, Colorado,
mm-hmm,
and then there's also Vermont and New York.
Okay.
So that's where it's legal,
that's
but there's
legal.
Also a lot of states that are already working on legislation to make it legal. To go back to answering our listener's question, the answer here is terramation, and maybe it's not legal where you live yet, but the rate at which it's catching on is really remarkable. So even if it's not an option now, it might be soon.
Time for takeaways. What is the most environmentally friendly burial? Traditional burials are really carbon intensive. So instead, the answer is terramation or composting.
The biggest thing standing in the way of terramation right now are laws, which are rapidly changing, and cultural tradition. But if you're willing to have an open mind, the idea of honoring your loved one by using them to grow a memorial tree or something is doable.
And let's not forget, we learned that cremation is significantly better from a carbon perspective than traditional burial. So if terramation is not for you, for whatever reason, and you don't like it, doesn't make you feel comfortable, or it's not available yet, there are other alternative sorts of burials available. All right, Kaylee, hit me with the good news this week.
Okay, so the good news is actually related. Nevada just became the seventh state to legalize terramation this year.
Oh, yes. We were just talking about this catching on in more places. What's the progress like in other states?
Yeah, so that's the other good news. So just this year alone, in 2024, multiple states have introduced bills to legalize terramation, like, here comes the list, Arizona, Utah, New Hampshire, Delaware, Oklahoma, and Maryland. And then there are other states that have been in the process of legalizing it since even earlier. Minnesota, Rhode Island, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Hawaii, just to name a few.
Wow. So you're telling me that if all goes well in these states, we could potentially see terramation as a legal, viable option for burial throughout most of the U.S.?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. That's it for season 2 of the Anti-Dread Climate Podcast. If you haven't, please subscribe to this podcast and share it with a friend. Go ahead and ask us a question at kcrw.com/climate. I'm Candace Dickens-Russell, CEO at Friends of the LA River and environmental educator.
I'm Kaylee Wells, climate reporter at KCRW. Our executive producer is Sonia Geis. Our production assistant is Celine Mendiola. Technical director is Nick Lamponi. And our music is by Carolyn Pennypacker Riggs. The Anti-Dread Climate Podcast is a KCRW production.